Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. All right. So I'm going to confess something here. I've been giving all the Chili's the same score because I don't want to get in any trouble. I was going to leave it up to you guys. This is really good. This is really, really, really good.
America's Dairyland right here.
Oh, man. You got cheese with cheese.
Cheese curds and sour cream.
Cheese. Oh, it is. And it's really sweet. And we, what do we got chunks of here? Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I really thought I was going to get away with being a weenie and just and just leave it up to the three of you.
No, you didn't get away.
Darn. Dang. I got to be honest about this. This is my winner.
Oh, and the cheese curds are squeaky, too.
Yep. This is my winner. I'm giving a 10 on presentation and a 30 on taste. I'm going to get in such trouble, whoever this is. All right, if you're just joining us, you don't know what's going on. We're at Nicolet National Bank in downtown Green Bay. For families of children with cancer, and ask that you help out. Don't take this one away. I'm not finished with that. We are helping out and asking you to help out in a number of ways. You can come down to the bank, give gifts, give cash, and a lot of people have been incredibly generous today. You can also text DONATE to 79489. Text DONATE to 79489, and you can give that way. And the chili that we're going on and on about here on the air, you actually can partake in by going to texting CHILI at 79489, text CHILI at 79489, and you get locations in the Green Bay and Sheboygan areas where noon to 2 today, this chili will be available from noon to 2 today. Now, I do understand that there are those who, hey, well, why aren't you going to talk about this? And that's going on. There are a lot of things going on. I actually have a stack of show prep here. I want to talk about an Appleton school board member. We're going to do that tomorrow. It's a fascinating story. The Brown County government might getting into helping with the rat problem on Green Bay's west side. The latest on Roy Moore. The latest on, and we're working to get Ron Johnson on tomorrow to talk about tax reform. These are important issues. There's no doubt about that. And that's what the show does. And the latest on the young lady who tweeted, "I bleeping hate white men." She no longer has her position with the College Democrats. We broke that story. We will cover all of those things tomorrow. I realize there have been developments, all those stories. This show is free every day, 5 days a week, rather, every week of the year, twice, once in the summer and before Christmas. We ask for your help because families of children with cancer needs your help. In just a second, Earl, we will listen to one more family. And before we do that, again, I just want to remind you that the chili that we'll be judging the winner here in just a bit, or announcing the winner, I should say, noon to 2 in the Green Bay and Sheboygan areas. Text CHILI to 79489 to find out where. Text DONATE to 79489. If you can't be here, again, it's a great organization and very proud to be part of it. And we'll hear from one more family who's been helped by them now, Earl.
When Vincent was 6 and a half months old, he started having trouble eating, trouble urinating, and trouble with his bowel movements. Mm-hmm. And a couple weeks after that started, I felt a lump on his belly, and we took him in to his pediatrician in Green Bay, and tests were ran, and we did discover he had a tumor.
When you're down and troubled, and you need some love and care.
So they sent us to Children's Hospital in Milwaukee, where they did more testing, biopsies, and we were told on April 12th, 2013, when Vincent was about 7 months old, that he had rhabdomyosarcoma, and that is a soft tissue cancer, and the tumor was about 12 centimeters at the time, and it was pushing on his kidneys, and it actually was coming off of his prostate.
Even your darkest night.
So we started chemo immediately. He went through 43 sessions of chemotherapy, and during that year, he also had surgery to remove the tumor, and he also started radiation, and he had 28 sessions of radiation.
You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, friend.
When we got home from Milwaukee, Families of Children with Cancer reached out to us right away. They sent us some gift cards for gas money to get to and from Children's Hospital, because Vincent did have to follow up for his kidney treatments there.
You've got a friend.
Then we started going on the outings that they planned, and it was a good break from what we were going through. When you're going through the situation, you don't always think about the other kids and, you know, going out and going to Bay Beach, going and watching movies. You just don't think about it at the time because you're so busy dealing with treatments and doctor's appointments. So it got us out of the house, planned activities, and then just knowing that other people are going through the same situation we were, and that they were supportive of us. It was always a really good feeling.
The sky above you grows dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind begins to blow.
It's good for people to see the kids and to know that this really is happening. Kids are getting cancer, and quite a few kids are getting cancer.
And call my name out loud.
And just to be around the families, it's always nice just having that support, knowing that other people are supporting what we're going through. And even when the diagnosis ends and treatment ends, we still go through the side effects of the treatment and have to deal with that. So Families of Children with Cancer is a nice support group after treatment is done.
To see you again.
And it would, financial support is always needed because we're still going on appointments in Milwaukee and Chicago. And other people are getting newly diagnosed, so the money goes quickly.
Ain't it good to know? Ain't it good to know? Ain't it good to know? You've got a friend. Oh, yeah, now. You've got a friend. Yeah, baby. You've got a friend. Oh, yeah. You've got a friend.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.